Hey, what's up, everybody? So I just want to preface this episode before we hop into it. It's really good. So Chris is a master at prospecting for sales, but we dive into how this, you know, a little bit past the first, 10 minutes on how you can do this for growing your podcast. So make sure you listen to the end because this stuff is really, really good. If you guys know me, you know, I try to get the best people on here and I think you guys will get a lot out of it if you listen through to the end. So listen through, let me know what you think, and hope you guys enjoy it. Peace out.
You are listening to Podcast Success Secrets. This podcast is for people who want to become the best at what they do and build a community around that. My name is Daxi, and if you want to learn the best way to start or grow a podcast, visit podcastsecrets.co.
Cool, and we're live. What's up, everybody? So on this episode, I brought my friend on, Chris. We've known each other for a few years now, I think. When did we first meet each other?
You know, it feels like we've known each other our whole lives, Daxi.
Yeah, right? Yeah, our souls are connected somehow, if you guys believe in that. But we're going to be talking about prospecting. And, you know, when most people think prospecting, they obviously think like probably sales. I think your definition of it is more than that. And I mean, that's granted because I think prospecting is something like, it's like a physical, I think the original definition is like you prospecting for gold, like, or mining, right? And like actually going for something.
The OG prospectors.
The OG prospect. There's still some out there actually. But how you define prospecting is like the skill and language and activity of creating new connections. So it could be applied to, you know, growing an audience if you're a podcaster as well, and getting people or just having good relationships with people by prospecting, which obviously you could monetize, but it could also lead to other things, right? Getting guests on your podcast or, you know, getting people to consume your content, et cetera. So yeah, can you give people a quick background of kind of like what you do, Chris, like a short synopsis of kind of what you do for a living? Because I know you've been in the prospecting space for a while. You've gotten a lot of cool results and you have some cool methods. So
yeah, absolutely. The thing that I like to say is that prospecting is kind of that foundational key skill that's helped me, I've taken with me in multiple different industries to get results, to build businesses, to build teams, to become a better leader, all those things. So I think kind of a short, succinct way of saying it is in the last 5 years, I've built three different companies that do at least $1 million or more a year. And one was in insurance, one was in e-com, and then one's been in software. In insurance, you know, that was me, 100% equity. And the last two, over the last 4 years, has been with my partners, Sean and Melissa Malone. We've been building things, launching new programs together. So huge shout out to them. And all the things that I have done and accomplished, I like to say that I have been a part of them. I've been a part of building them because none of those I could have done even a fraction of what I accomplished by myself. And so when it comes to prospecting, this idea of prospecting and specifically for podcasters, there's going to be some great takeaways. There's going to be some specific tactical things that you can do to go further faster. One way I like to sum this all up is if you want to accomplish something greater than yourself, it does take more than yourself. We all have, 24 hours in a day. We all have a certain amount of skill and wisdom. If we want to go beyond, and most podcasters that I've met anyway, I know Daxi, you're in this bucket. I'm totally in this bucket. The partner, John Amel, that I'm... We are always, our thoughts are usually bigger than ourselves. And so how do we go about that? Connection. It's connection. And so prospecting becomes the skill, the language, and then activity, the new activity of creating new connection. And if we need to build teams, build partnerships, we need more customers, we need people to interview, we want to be interviewed for podcast guesting. All these things, it starts with how do you go outbound and not be that guy or that girl and make genuine, deep, and real connection?
I like that. Just put it simply. Let's just get into the meat of it, man. Let's just get straight into the meat and potatoes. Let's go to the main course. Let's skip the appetizer. even though it's early in the day. But I mean, like, what are you doing? Like, how are you currently, like, your method of prospecting? Because you have a mastermind, you have students. Like, what does your routine look like? You know,
perfect.
Yeah,
great question. Right now, we're primarily focused on Facebook. Facebook. It's like, and we, listen, like, Daxi, we love paid ads, webinars, VSLs, all the things. We love all those things. Instagram, LinkedIn, there are multiple different types of, they're all great. For us, we're like, you know what? For this, we've been more focused than ever on just the basics and prospecting right now, you know, launching some of our new programs. Why? Is this particular season, paid ads is a lot different with all the political stuff, campaigns. It's just, you have to pay more to get more attention. It's just, it becomes frustrating. And so when managing a business, building a podcast or anything like that, the goal is always, where can you get the most effective and least most cost-effective attention? So there's other platforms that are great, but Facebook is still the big brother in the room. They, like, everyone's still on Facebook. There's a ton of attention there. So simply Facebook outreach to Facebook group to call has been the one sequence or funnel, so to speak, that we've been focused on the most. We've used that more recently. We have a mastermind that we're running right now. There's only 20 seats for it. It's completely full right now, but we filled that only with that process. And it's a higher ticket mastermind. In 7 weeks, we did it. We wrote about $100,000 in business, and we're typically going from cold to close in about 10 days or less. It's about a 22.7% close rate. So it's cold, right? If it's warmed up, it'd be, you know, better. But at the same point, you say, hey, what are you doing right now? It's like, well, we're focused on this prospecting system specifically to fill a mastermind. And now we're ending up on more podcasts like yourself, talking about it. And as you and I were talking specifically for podcasters, this is the skill language and activity of new connections. So if we need to reach out to, you know, our dream 100 people of what podcast we want to be on or who we want to be on our show, there's a whole line of developed thought of the art of how you actually build that connection relationship and make it happen.
Gotcha. So like people listening, because I know a lot of people in the community, like they're not really doing much of anything. Not everybody. I'm not trying to diss people here. But like they could be, what I'm trying to say is they could be doing more, at least that to match their ambitions that they want. So like, what are like the quick and easy first things people should start doing to like start, you know, building more relationships on Facebook? At least like, what are some steps people can follow?
Yeah. And so I like getting into the tactical and the steps, and don't let me off the hook. I want to come back to that exact question. It's just before we hit that, I really want to call out the number one reason, because I think listeners or watchers today might really connect with this. In other words, I know there are more people like us that are actually stuck, that are like, it's that like emotional, like gut, frustrating feeling where you're like, I know it, because you the words you use are, I should be probably doing more. I'm not doing enough. I know it could be better. And if I did, I'd see a massive return. But it's like prospecting is like diet and exercise. No one argues if it works. Everyone knows it works. And everyone has all the how-to programs that are fun, new, flashy, whatever. But the game is really, how do I get myself to actually do it? How do I get that system, that SOP, that standard operating procedure in my business or in my podcast routine to where it actually comes to life? My point is the pain. Even in the 20 businesses that we're talking with right now, that is the number one thing, is like, it's just feel like, it's like I got to push a rock uphill. And so really what people come to us, end up coming to us for and helping with, is just like getting past whatever that mental garbage is, right? Now we do have easy, systematic, tactical things that we'll hit in just a second to follow to actually do it. And you're like, and after you do it, Dexy, it's just like, I mean, let's talk diet and exercise. Let's go back there for a second. I mean, how's your diet and exercise game right now? We're getting personal with Dexy on podcast success secrets here.
It's good. I mean, I try not to have a lot of sugars and I fast most of the morning.
Perfect. And physical activity.
Yeah, it's good. I work out at home. I have a home gym.
There we go.
So I'm in really good shape.
So you got, he's got ladies, he's got the six pack.
Yeah, I can take the shirt off. I mean,
let's just do this right now.
Yeah. I actually did that on one of my last interviews. I took my shirt off. It was a client. It was kind of embarrassing. I don't know why.
But I'm immediately curious on how that took place. I love
that. He dared me.
He dared you. Okay. I love that we're talking about this. You're like, actually last podcast that already happened. This is the recent thing.
It's recorded. It's documented.
Okay. This is great. So picture this, Dexy. Okay. Let's say you times 10, let's say you just 5X. Let's just say you 5X those results. You hold that pace for the next year. At the end of that year, you're in the best shape of your life. You feel better than you ever have. Do you ever look back on that year and think, you know what? Man, I really regret doing that work. No. Like, no, said no one ever. You're like, I'm so glad that's done. And now I get all the benefit. I look great. I feel amazing. That, like, if you're building a podcast, you're building a business, you're building a brand, that's what prospecting does. It's like brushing your teeth. You don't think about brushing your teeth, but you do it every day, hopefully. Right. And as you do it, like, it doesn't become mentally draining, it becomes easy, but then you have this cumulative benefit that just keeps to a point to where, like, we're talking podcasts. Let's go to John Lee Dumas. Let's go to Joe Rogan. Let's go to some of the other, you know, even they had to start somewhere, but the activity has, like, this is the one thing prospecting in the system that every business and podcast needs. They need new connection always. As soon as this dies, so does their attention, so does their audience retention, everything. So that all said, man, you can tell I have a little bit of passion around prospecting.
No, but you have experience. And I think that, like, I wouldn't even know to ask that. Like, talking about that piece, even though that is because a lot of people who listen probably already know, like, oh, I should be looking for people who are my ideal avatar on Facebook and just messaging 50, 100 people a day. But then it's like, why aren't you doing it? You know?
Yeah. So, so here's what we did. We completely started over from scratch. This was 5 months ago. 5 months ago, we started from scratch. We didn't leverage any of our prior networks, didn't leverage any of our prior lists. Why? Because we wanted to reset and be the person that's in that exact spot that you mentioned. I'm the guy that knows it's important. I'm the girl that knows it's important, but I'm not doing it. Okay, great. Let's get started. So check this out. Yeah, get in the trenches. So Dax, you'll appreciate this. Day two, this is me. I'm messaging, I'm outreach, like, I'm profiling, right? I'm looking, I'm thinking about my avatar. I'm going to the Facebook groups and trying to, like, okay, who's best? Okay, I find the person, I'm going to friend them. I'm going to send them a message. I'm not going to spam people. I'm not going to just, oh, hey, do you want to buy my, come on. Like, there's a buyer journey. There's a relationship building journey. And there's, you know, copy and a whole art and science to that. So I'm starting to do the work. Day two, Daxi, not like the end, the beginning of day two, I'm messaging. I'm like, oh God, I can't take it. I want out, tap out. Like, I get, cause it's work. It's still work. And then to do it well, to be on, like, you need at least 2 to probably 4 hours minimum per day where you're focused on communicating and building a relationship. Hey, guess what? All of us don't ultimately have time to do that. So what do you do? Well, what we got really good at, and we knew we weren't going to be doing it forever, but we needed to start doing it. So I recommend, number one, you be the person to start doing it. Find your voice, and it'll come naturally. You don't, like, need to think about it. You just need to talk to people and it'll start emerging. Oh, that didn't feel right. Let's say that, ooh, that felt good. Let's keep doing that. And you build your copy sequencing. And when you're outreaching to people and you find the hooks that, like, the definition of how I define prospecting became kind of this is a little bit different way of defining prospecting, but yeah, I do need more new connections in all aspects of my life all the time. It leads to a higher standard of living and a better quality of life. I agree. So it's like, you find your messaging, your sequencing. That's step one. Step two is just like any other part of your podcast or business, you get smarter, meaning you build systems and you build team, which, I mean, just quick shout out to you, Daxi, like, you and your guys' team, like, and agents, like, you guys crush it. Why? Because the resistance, the consistent problem that all podcasters face, you have thought about that and solved it daily for a long time. So your muscles are strong in that area. You can go further, faster. And that's why it's a valuable service. So prospecting, having this system installed in everyone's podcast building plan and podcast business matters. And we did the same thing. So we started, we have an EA, executive assistant, and a VA, virtual assistant, that are managing our prospecting system. And so for the most part, we don't spend time doing all the searching and outreaching. All that lives in a standard operating procedure of what to do. And all the video, like, the literally the step-by-step, click this button, then drag it over here, and then go over here, and then insane detail. And then if it ever falls off the track, we like a hybrid approach. If it ever falls off the track, it goes into a follow-up list. We jump in and have a conversation, but that leads to us spending about 3 hours a week, not 3 hours a day, building quality, great relationships. And Daxi, we've connected with people that are doing like all the copywriting for Gary Vaynerchuk. We've met you get it. Like, think about all the people you've met through podcast, all the listeners that
exist on the internet. Yeah.
Think about all the networking and connections you've made that you never would have had if you didn't have your podcast.
Yeah. But also the ones that I can make and that can be made.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. Yeah, man. So keep guiding me here, man. Those are a few thoughts. Like
No. This is gold. I mean, for me, it's gold, but I'm thinking about like for like a lot of people who listen in the community, podcasters, a lot of them want to grow their show. They want to monetize more.
Yeah. But
I end up kind of like, they don't have a lot of things in place to be able to do that. Like they don't have a business idea. They don't even have an offer. So like, what do you think people should have in place to like make in the back end to like make prospecting like more beneficial for people to start doing?
Great question. The first thing that I like to think of is basically what's the most expensive problem.
And also just to throw a caveat in there, can prospecting work if they don't have anything in place? Like just to like, you know, build an audience.
Let me start with that question actually.
Yeah.
Because this is what I do personally. I feel like I can speak to this with the most, you know, authority and passion, because it's what I do. When I don't have clarity, I go prospect first. And I go to a cold market. I don't go to the wrong market. Sometimes I've discovered in the process a better market, but I go to a cold market. Why? They're the most honest. Well, why do I care about them being the most honest and them having less filters? Because they'll give me the real answer faster. And I care about speed. I want to build something that is actually of good service and actually creates a result for somebody. Because in my opinion, that nothing sells better than the truth. And so how do I do that? Well, I got to go do the work. I got to go talk to the market. And that is prospecting. It's the skill, language, and activity of creating new connection with your market or potential market. So that said, this is something, Daxi, that these are principles. The reason I've been in multiple industries, and it doesn't matter which one I go into, and I know I'm going to build a profitable business, is because I know how to build new connection. I know how to figure out who the players are and how it works and what they're motivated by and why all of us should come together, because we will all, the sum of our parts will be worth way more. I get that process. So that said, these principles are so simple and powerful that even my three-year-old, it works for even my three-year-old. Well, what does that mean, Chris? It means he has his own keychain business, Daxi.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
So we've talked about this briefly, but yeah, I've taken my three-year-old door to door, and he has his keychain business and he'll sell keychains, and he's got his pitch and the whole thing down. And we've learned, he's gotten told no, and we've gone through the whole process together and continue to work through that. So I'm really confident that, like, if it works for my three-year-old, it's got to work for podcasters, right?
But yeah, I agree. And I think it's almost like the concept of people who start producing content or start, you know, trying to grow a product or service online. They think they just have to stand on top of a hill and people will come to them. Well, it's almost like that concept in sales, like you have to be interested in someone for them to be interested in you, rather than trying to just make people interested in you. In a way, like you got to kind of lead the way for people to kind of reciprocate. So
Yeah. Like be interested, and ask, like, hey, what are you looking for? You know, what are you trying to solve? And then, you know, create an episode specifically for them. Like go do the work that helps maybe solve that problem and do that episode. You know, there's all types of different creative ways of building, you know, a relationship. I will share, like, there's one, the most common place where, number one, it's like getting started. Number two, the biggest trap that people fall into is they start doing it and they, number one, give up on it too soon, and or they miss the most crucial piece that like changes everything, and it's simply follow-up. The follow-up piece, and most people will say, I totally agree with this, right? Follow-up is basically lead nurture. The reason I think that I'm great at prospecting is mostly because of the nurture piece. when most people are like, oh, I followed up. Chris, I asked him 2 times, 3 times. Okay, like that's cute. But that like we need, it's more like a 7 to 12 touches is roughly what you need for most people. Ours is actually 22 touches before they become a customer. So it's like we're really focused on that nurture process and the building the relationship process. Sometimes a percentage of them go really fast, but there's so much work that you do initially that's, you can generate like, here's a good example. You know, when we were just starting out in our Facebook group with zero, maybe 1 to 3 people join, you know, a day, right? We went back and just for like an hour, just did like only follow-ups. We had over, I think it was 13 people join that day just from follow-up, just all the work we already did. We spent a fraction of the effort just saying, hey, remember, like we're still here and boom. Oh yeah. Sorry. Thanks. And they came back in. In fact, there's actually one particular message that we found to work the best. This one typically boosts conversions by at least 30%+. And I don't know what the best way to share that is, but you can guide me on that one.
If it's a trade secret, you don't have to.
It's not. That's not a trade secret. Like Daxi, I exist to help people with nurturing.
Oh, right, it's like a method of questioning, or just like a one specific like.
It's one specific like, message. It's by far. Mel is the.
Hopefully, it's not blackmailing. Like, I'm joking.
No, that one boosts conversions by 150%.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. Don't. That's a joke.
That boosts conviction. Or into jail. Yeah. Or prosecution.
Yeah. Prosecute. There we go. That's prosecution, not prospecting. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There's one particular message. It's like, it's not crazy fancy, but it's like, it's just really, really effective. Because it acknowledges, you know, really what's happening. And it's also just a reminder. It's a really good follow up. So,
yeah. So like, I think one thing that would help for people to know is like organizing or like building out like a routine or habits around like kind of connecting or doing outreach and following up with people. Like what's your philosophy there?
Step one is calendar block.
Calendar block.
Yeah. First is where does the time that you're going to commit to do that activity, where does that live on your calendar? If it doesn't live on paper or it's not pre-planned, and when you spend that time, how you're spending that time, if that's not all pre-planned, even if you do it, which majority of the time you're not going to, even if you do it, still not going to be nearly as effective. So step one, for me, I do that between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. I run 2 different businesses. I've just had my 3rd kid.
Are you in the East Coast or are you the West Coast?
Pacific. So I'm in Vegas.
Pacific. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it, like, you know, marriage, family, couple businesses, things are, you know, it's plenty of activity over here. Never a dull moment. And so I feel all the, leading a team, all the things, have all those pressures. Okay. But Chris, I cannot ignore prospecting. That's not negotiable. Your business dies. You let your team down. You let everyone else down, including yourself, if that does not take place. So when is that going to happen consistently? For me, I call it building greatness is what it's labeled. Actually in my calendar is between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. So I get up before and I come in, do my routine, then I get ready to just make some new connections. I also like picking really late or really early because you don't get as many responses. So it's a little bit easier to get through everything. And then
I just like going in a chain of conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. If you get stuck there, it wrecks momentum for me. So I like to respond, do it in chunks, respond and send.
Okay. That's very useful. So, you know, doing it either for beginning of the day or end of the day, blocking out the time. Is it mainly like around your business, or do you do that in your personal life too, like with friends and family, et cetera? Or are you thinking of business?
You know, so what I'd like to say, like from so personal and business, personal side, I would say it's more of like a natural internal. I haven't talked to so and so in a while, and it's like I have certain like internal. But as I
get called though, to do that, they're not like as systematic. They're not in your SOP.
Exactly. Although after doing this and like. Really going like after doing this and this specific SOPs and the team and everything that we've built out now, I'm like, I did not respect even myself when I know this, I did not respect this process even half as much as I should have. And as we've got into it, I was like, this is insane. like you, I know you'll appreciate this. Probably a lot of listeners will too. In terms of your CPA, cost per acquisition, it's like, it's pennies. It's, if you want to get a high ticket or like a big player and you got to spend or do all the, I mean, you're looking at probably $800 to $1,800 to acquire a higher ticket paying customer.
Almost like a sniper versus a shotgun. You know, it takes a lot longer to kind of set your scope in, but you can get them from any distance.
And even it's 100%. Like I like the shotgun versus sniper thing, but even the time, man, like when you start doing this, it's only like days before you start getting responses. It's only weeks before you really dial in your message. It's only months before you're already getting traction. Months meaning month. So yeah, it's just, and like, then that builds, right? Like you're like, oh, I just met so-and-so. I had this new idea. I think we're going to connect. Like there's a certain energy to connection that actually like helps you remember why you're even doing what you're doing in the first place, why you're sacrificing your time, you know, your money, your resources, devoting your life to generating content for your listeners. It like that connection brings about that energy that I don't know, for some reason just keeps it more clear, like your why more front of mind. And then when you're in that state talking to more people, they obviously like you better and there's more traction there. And it just, it's like cyclical. It's like builds on itself. It's pretty cool. It's fun.
Yeah. And I like, I'm thinking about like my listeners and like what kind of questions they usually ask and what they need help with. Yeah. And I know like, immediately some people, like I think in mind, they'll be like, why do I need a prospect? Like I just produce content. But then if you're not, I feel like if you're not prospecting, you don't know why you're doing content or like what the, and because a lot of people who do content, do podcasts, don't know why, really know like what they're building towards.
As you're saying this, one thing that's coming to mind, I think would be really powerful is, well, let's walk through the play really quick. And it's people that are actually, you know, you're generating content and they're responding. How many conversations do you get in? Not, oh, I took time and I read the comments. That's good. That's good. But how many of those people have you actually like reached out to and just had a really brief conversation with? So Daxi, how do you see, is it just reviews or like you personally with your, like, where are you seeing comments?
Me personally, it varies. Like I'll get replies to my emails, people like reaching out about specific episodes or feedback. I used to actually at the end of my episodes in the beginning, if someone goes all the way back, they still would figure out what the link is. It happens every once in a while. But in the beginning, I used to say like, hey, like if you want free help, 10, 15 minutes, here's my link. I used to just give out like my Calendly for people just to chat. Cause in the beginning, I'm like, I just wanted feedback. Like, you know, and to like, when I would talk to someone, I would like think of a new episode because I would realize like, oh, I just helped them with this. I should probably talk about it. So I guess DMs usually is what, yeah.
DMs, man. So like, and just for example, like Portia, hopefully I said your name right, but just commenting here, maybe following up and saying, hey, like, thanks for listening today. What was your favorite takeaway? What was your favorite part? That could be a really simple, and you, I mean, if you did that 5 times, 10 times per episode and say 20 to 50% respond and not getting into whole life stories and spending hours and just, but a couple of comments and engagement that, whoa, they actually saw that I was there. And, you know, it's that different type of feel. And then
that, yeah, the actions they take. Yeah.
And it's helpful info. You're going to get more in, you're going to get the why behind whatever positive comment that is, which guess what is the same thing that's running through the mind of, you know, probably 80% of the other listeners. It's the emotion that's flowing through probably 80% of the other listeners. And the more clearly you can define the pain and the problems of any listener, like way bigger result, way bigger. That's why we like to say it this way. We like to say like, you know, outreach, paid, and then content. Outreach, paid, and content. So outreach is those DMs. It's really personable. It's high connections, high engagement where you get all your real answers and that should never go away. But when you take the best copywriters are your customers. Like people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on copywriters and really the best ones are free. They'll actually pay you. They're your customers.
Dude, like when we're launching a podcast, like the most, one of the most important like pieces of ammo for us is like the initial like ask campaign, the survey. Cause like we get the length. Cause like so, even like our customers like don't understand their audience both the time. We're like, oh, what are their desires? What are their pain points? And then we do a survey. They're like, oh, I didn't know that.
Somebody, like, please hear us on this. Somebody, please hear us on this. The answer is not in your head that's going to come out while you're sitting by yourself in your office or your room. That's not where the answer is. The answer is in the mind of your customer and your listener. They are, it's out in the marketplace. And if you don't go and talk to them, you will never actually know the real answer to the test. And when you have it, it's game over. Downloads will start multiplying time and time again. The end.
Yeah. Boom, mic drop. You just took your mic off.
We both have these, boom arms or mic arms. Yeah, or whatever they call it.
Boom arm drop.
Very uneventful mic drop.
Yeah, or we have very loud and annoying mic drop. Okay, so just to paint the picture, as far as, when people start doing this and then they're seeing success, like where are you at? Like now, like you have a team doing it for you?
Yes.
Like, and you've built something so what does that kind of end product look like?
Yeah, so I like to say team and system. The system are all the SOPs. It's like, here is what is happening. It's like 22 tabs in a spreadsheet. Each tab has like 10 to 30 different step-by-step steps of what's being done for that particular task. We also have a video that shows, so you can just watch like what's happening for the visual learners. I like, thank goodness for a team, because that is not my strength, right? I'm like,
I have a system that does things that like so reliably, and I'm like, I would mess that up all the time.
And even at, like, I still mess up the system. They're like, Chris, like, stay in line, do it this way. Like, sorry, which I need.
That's good.
I need
when that team puts you in place when they hit you with a ruler.
when we all answer to somebody, Daxi.
Yeah.
Right. So, but for me, like, I'm good at, hey, I'm going to go like, take the machete and carve the path. Like, I'll figure it out. I'm going to talk to people. I got that type of like focus, persistence, and energy. And then it's like, hey, and then they're like, ooh, that worked the best. That they'll find the things that are working, and then they'll put it into a repeatable process. If I didn't have that, I've got a process. We all have a process for brushing our teeth, right? We probably put a toothbrush in a certain hand. We probably turn on the sink. Like, we all have standard operating procedures in our life all over the place. The game is really, which ones do we change and how do we tweak them to get the results and outcome we want? And so, yeah, that's the system piece. So if it's not on paper, it's not real. And it's not repeatable, meaning if you bring somebody else in, there's no way they're going to be able to follow you or understand what's in your brain. But if it's on paper, you got a shot. The team. We have a whole hiring, onboarding, and training process, because again, to do that well, it's a whole thing. It's a whole process. But when you get the right team in play, and this took us about 45 days to reach out, not only are we doing it, but we're developing it, right? So we developed the whole thing. We like hired, onboarded, and got the team in place. And now it's like, man, we have messages going out like clockwork. We have follow-up going out like clockwork every single day. And then, we're booking about 22 to 25, new opportunities per week. That's because we only take calls on Tuesday through Thursday. Time block, man. Time block for sales calls.
Yeah. I time block every day, but it's like after things happen. So after things are booked. So I time block, like, which I know isn't good. Like, I should probably preemptively have like every week, like things already blocked off. Well, I have some calls like already blocked off, but not like my important activities for the week or day, really.
So, and there's a transition.
I'm like, all right, I have time here. I'm going to try to do it here. And then, yeah.
So we actually just did like a calendar overhaul a few months ago. We have four colors. We have a color code system to our calendar. I'm not typically the structure systems guy. I'm not the calendar guy. I want to go like make friends and think of cool ideas and make stuff happen. And, that's more my juice, like where I get happy. But that all said, there was a transition for us because I needed to, if I'm all over the place, like I'm not as good to the team. And so I said, okay, we started blocking out. We have to prospect. Great. We have to do, connection calls. That's what we like to call them, connection calls. And how much and where on the calendar. And we put that there. We're not allowed to schedule anything else during those times. We're usually booked out about 2 weeks. It's crazy, Daxi. I'll never go back. is by far one of the best things we've done in a while, because when you're clear about what you're doing, everyone else and everything else just seems to kind of work its way around rather than us work our way around everything else. There's so much more emotional crap and tension around the ladder compared to just being like, this is what it is and trust the process. I don't know if that makes sense to anyone.
That makes total sense. I mean, the proof is in the pudding too. Like, you're doing that as you speak. Let's talk about like what you have going on. So you have a mastermind, like for people listening, like what other kind of things can they go? Like if they want to follow you, work with you, et cetera, like where can they go?
Yeah. The first place to go is just our free Facebook group. Sales Ascenders Inner Circle is our free Facebook group. Sean is doing we call them high ticket tune-ups. Dude's been doing sales for 20 years. If you just need if you forget your cup of coffee or something, or don't have enough time to go get one, like just watch Sean. He's, you know, energy, so much energy that he brings into those. And it's just on point. And we're in the trenches, right? Hey, here's what happened today. Here's what happened yesterday that worked really, really well. Like apply this in your process, apply this in your business. So it's really great there. And then once a week, we also do interviews. We'll interview. I just had a guy on yesterday. This guy like worked with Chet Holmes, man. Crazy. Yeah. Like
the ultimate sales machine.
Yeah. Like that's like Warren Buffett sales, dude. I mean, this dude. Anyway. Yeah.
How did they work with him?
Like talked with him on a call, being trained once a week for, I don't know, a couple of years or something. It was crazy. And he's worked, you know, all the names. He's worked with a bunch of people. He's a like older, more experienced guy. But there's a really, really experienced, great quality people in there. Because it's Sniper, like you said earlier, we're not trying to have a big thing. It's a perfect little inner circle that, you know, hopefully not a lot of people will know about, right? but trust
more
trust
about quality
you.
Than quantity.
Yeah. Trust you. Anyone knows Daxi's cool, so we're good there. So. But that's just a free group that has some great content in there, really great connections in there. We solve one problem, Daxi. We network, like we do the work and meet people and actually make referrals and connections for people in there. Because there's a lot of problems that our members have that we have no interest in solving. And so, and that said, we're, you know, make an effort to be clear about what we do solve. So.
That's an interesting network, like highlighting the work part. That's interesting.
a lot of messaging. It popped out as in all this prospecting, right?
Yeah. So, dude, I appreciate you hopping on, sharing a lot of knowledge. Even like, I think it was definitely different from what I expected on the interview, but I think it was better. And I'm probably going to have to like reposition this after, or at least the angle. It's more around like relationship building or still prospecting, but I think there's like different things you hit on that's bigger than prospecting.
I'm actually glad that you said that, because I feel like prospecting is like this dirty little secret that someone throws in the back closet.
Yeah. Like if you look at the definition, it's like people think prospecting for like an outcome, or it's not necessarily like, it's like a one-sided thing. Like you're trying to get something out of something. Well, it could be either or. I don't know.
You're going down the right path though, and that's
what people's current relationship is with the word, like what it means, like on first impression, you know.
Yes, that's the piece where you're like, oh, this is different than it actually applies to life, and it's bigger than that. Yes, it is, and that's what I want people to feel. Why? Because first of all, like the outcome that's created in my life has changed my life. It's something that I'm teaching to my kids. My kids are learning, and now they have their own business. They now have like a pizza business.
I think what you to sum up kind of what you do is more than prospecting. It's connecting, and then add whatever adjective or verb or noun you want to it, but some sort of like connecting that's good for, you know, growing a business, right?
Yeah,
profitable connections, or I don't know. That's kind of cheesy. Cool. All right. So now we're going down rabbit holes. So I appreciate you coming on, man. Is there anything else you want to share before we wrap up? Here's
just where we started. If you want to accomplish something greater than yourself, it takes more than yourself. If you're tired, if you feel stuck, if you're frustrated, if you feel like there's more in you and it hasn't come out yet, it's because what has been given to you and what's inside of you is greater than you. And John Maxwell hit me really hard. about 6 months ago with a line. He's like, you can give up on your vision or you can ask for help. And for me, I'm not always the best at asking for help. You know, the commitment to putting my thoughts on paper and creating a plan and giving room and space for others to come in. It is a life-changing process. And so anyone else there listening to that, like, man, like you're hearing right. Just ask for help. Don't give up on your vision and make it happen.
I can say that for a fact. Yeah. Like without my business partner and team, like I'd probably be doing something else. So
100%. You'd be following someone else's vision.
You have a business partner too. You know, and yeah. That's my last question. So we don't go too over time is like, cause I think business partner, like they have that saying, like, you know, the quickest ship to sink is a partnership or some stupid thing. I think certain business partnerships can be really bad or really good. So like what kind of advice or wisdom would you give about like when it comes to partnerships with people and business?
I would, it's an easy answer. I know exactly what I would say. And the way I want to say it is take whatever amount of communication you think you need and times it by five.
That's true. Put it on the calendar, everything. Yeah.
You know, because there's a couple like really fun things. Sorry, I don't mean to open.
Yeah, because like and you notice when you stop having that communication, how things start falling apart. Like that happened recently. Like we had to cancel some of our calls. And I'm like, man, like there's, things have less clarity. Yeah, there's less clarity
Here's a really important punchline is it, in my opinion, my experience, what I know, I'm still learning, but it always comes back to connection. So prospecting is really focused on new connection. But here's something that people also forget. New connection isn't created always with only new people. New connection is also created with those that you already know.
Or stronger connection. Yeah.
And that might be a more clear word or phrase to use, but that's essentially what I mean. And so when it comes to partnership specifically, what we're talking about here is like still reaching out, still learning more about the people that are in your life. The guarantee is that none of us know how long we get to be in each other's lives. But what we do know is who's in our life today. And so how best can you connect and you know, be the person, like treat those people the way you want to be treated. I know that's simple. Hey, golden rule back to kindergarten, right? But it's kind of cool. We were given the answer, you know, early in life. And it's just kind of remembering how to do that in different environments.
That's cool. I think it's a good way. It's a good note to end on. I appreciate you. Yeah. I appreciate you hopping on and, everyone go join the group Sales Ascenders Mastermind.
Inner circle.
Yeah. And then maybe join the mastermind. And then, reach out, follow Chris. Where's the best place to follow you?
Best place right now is if you reach out on Facebook, just private message me and please use the phrase podcast success secrets. Please use that phrase. And, we'll make sure we'll take good care of you.
Cool.
We'll send you some pretty cool stuff.
Boom. You're gonna send me some stuff?
Yeah, man. Whatever you want. We'll hook it up.
Cool, man. Well, we'll end the broadcast. Appreciate you guys watching and peace out. See ya.
Happy Thursday.
Hey, what's up? Hope you enjoyed that episode and you got a lot of value out of it. We really put a lot of effort into making these episodes really good for you. But there is more things you can do with us. If you visit legacypodcasting.com, you can book a call with us to see if you're a right fit for our podcast production and marketing services. We work with a lot of big brands and big entrepreneurs out there, and we're pretty selective. So if you have a show that's doing good, that's generating you money, and you want to take it to the next level, hire a team of people who can really help you get to the next level as far as promoting your podcast and getting people to consume it, go to legacypodcasting.com, book a call with us, and we'll get you set up. So thanks for listening again, and we'll talk soon. Peace out.